This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Our show is made possible in part by the people of Minnesota through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We are live from Crosby Ironton High School in Crosby, Minnesota for our fall broadcast. Well, on February 5th, 1924, one of the darkest days in the history of the Cuyuna Iron Range and the state's whole mining industry took place. Here to tell that story is a historian who has studied this day for many years. Welcome back, historian Pam Brunfeld.
It was a dark day. It was early in February. It was cold. And it was near the end of the shift, 15 minutes before the shift ended. And all of a sudden, the shriek of the mine's whistle echoed out across the Milford Mine location. Something bad had happened. People tore towards the mine. They knew something was up. The whistle didn't go off. Down below, there was chaos. George Butkovich, who had been working in the mining room number 13, came tearing down the drift towards the pump station. When he reached Emil Kainu, he stopped and he told him that the Lake Foley, had dropped into the mine and the flood was going to be reaching them soon. Emil Kainu immediately began climbing up the ladder towards the shaft collar. Butkovich couldn't follow him. He was all done in. He was exhausted from the run. One level up, young Frank Havarten Jr., 15 years old, looked down the rays where he had been dumping ore and he saw the water rising. He yelled, "Run." He ran for the shaft ladder. Five other men joined him. Seven men started up towards the top of the shaft. They climbed as fast as they could. The last man got out of that shaft, wet to the waist. Water reached to within 15 feet of the collar. The dark, gray, muddy water was swirling as those men climbed out of the collar. One of the women who lived in the Milford mine location came running up and she tried to throw herself into the water. She couldn't. 41 men died within 15 minutes when that lake fell in. It was a terrible tragedy, but what was worse was that 75 young children were left without a father, and the state of Minnesota only compensated those families for about $7,800 over a seven-year period. Men earned more than $20 a week, but not one of those families earned more than $20 from that compensation fund. The city rallied to their aid, helped pay off mortgages, and donated money, but the tragedy was terrible. The last body was removed from the mine almost 9 months to the day, and he was brought to the surface, Arvid Lefty. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy. The mining company was blamed, but an investigation pretty much proves that they could not have foreseen what happened. It was one of those unforeseen tragedies, and it still scars this town to this day. It's the 90th anniversary next year. At 3:15 on February 5th, let's all stop and remember the 41 men who died down there that day.